You know, like a lot of Americans slowly slipping out of the so-called middle class into hard times, I too feel a patriotic duty to shore up the wealthier citizen's place in our society. Not just the individual taxpayer, but the corporate entities the Supreme Court has declared as persons with the same rights as you and me. So when I see the tax plan rolling out that will drop their bracket from 35 to 20%, I feel confident these proud Americans will pour those increased profits back to the working sector, and I'm more than happy to wait for the trickle-down. My Republican legislators, working hard for their constituencies in the red states, assure us the economy will ratchet up with these corporate tax breaks. Sure, there'll be major deficits, but trust them, the zooming economy will take care of those. Better corporate rates will bring companies back to the land of the free. You wait and see. The Paradise Papers are out now, a blow-up snapshot of how the beleaguered corporate taxpayer has been forced to seek shelter in offshore accounts. Apple dumped billions into the tiny island of Jersey. Jersey doesn't tax them at all, but I'm sure the GOP will offer further incentives to bring that money back to our disappearing shores. 15% seems good on its face, but maybe that's still 20% more than Jersey. If we have to compete, well, I think the rest of us taxpayers who will benefit from a roaring economy will just have to sacrifice short-term to achieve gains long-term. Corporate patriotism is going to be the new patriotism. I get that. And I'm okay with cutting into Medicaid and welfare. You won't need those anyway in a booming economy driven by Amazon and Google and Microsoft and Exxon and Apple. Sure, we could have cut out some deductions for them, but well, you see the point. Don't handcuff the job creators. You're only hurting yourselves. And yeah, I know you're going to say these fat cats have been avoiding taxes all along. 35%? Ha, they haven't paid 35% at all, you're thinking, and you'd be 100% right. But you're missing the big profit. Big picture, I mean. Same difference. If our corporations, our semi-U.S. corporations, are allowed to compete completely unfettered by undue regulations and burdensome taxes, they'll hire more of us. Get it? And if we have to keep our wages slightly low, even if we have to lower the minimum wage, that's how you compete with Malaysia, Mexico, and Slumbekistan. Is this hard to understand? We should be grateful is all I'm saying. Pretty soon Amazon and their brethren will be moving into 21st century automation. Robots don't get paid, and they sure don't pay taxes. Throw the dice and put some trust into our Ayn Randian future. Spare the rich, and the life you save might just be your own. Thank you.